Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Love Light Joy Show. This will be our first episode. We are just beginning this new mode of communication, something different, coming to you live in the wee hours of the morning for those who are up and at them, or at them, shall we say. And coming to you this morning talking about the at ease, get your mind right phenomenon, the fact that the mind and the body are one and that they are connected, really points to the idea of working with the mind and the powerfulness of our thoughts and our minds. So I've been exploring this phenomenon for probably the past 20 years, start noticing it with the phenomenon of the 1-1-1 or the 1-1-1-1 on the clock. And at first it started out very random, and I'd like to start just a little bit of personal information about myself as we engage the conversation. But when I started noticing 1-1-1, it caught my attention immediately. It was a number that stood out. I would see it at odd times, wondering what it really meant, and that is where my exploration and journey of messages and communications began. So the 1-1-1 or the 1-1-1-1 phenomenon really points to coded messages. We are now in a time of waking up, a time of high energetic vibrations. If you look around and see all the things that are going on in our world, we see that there are energies that are ever present, ever strong, moving about, moving through, sometimes appearing chaotic, sometimes appearing divine. But we are definitely in a time where the new is upon us. And so as many more people begin to notice the signs, notice the messages, wonder what they mean, there are many more people stepping up to share the information, the knowledge, the experiences that they've gotten to help all of us along our path. So for me, the 1-1-1-1 was a wake-up call. It was encoded messages that began to wake up different parts within me, different alertness, different awarenesses, synchronicities began to happen. Things that were divine would fall in place when I began to notice them. I remember at the time where the 1-1-1 was new to me, but it was also very prevalent. I noticed that was probably about 17, 18 years ago, to be honest, when this phenomenon became very glaring and in my face. And so I noticed at that time that when I would look outside in nature, the colors were more vivid, the tree colors, the grass color, the skies. It was almost as if the colors were accented by vivid brilliance of shiningness. And I just thought, wow, I am in a great energetic place during that time where all the colors were vivid. I was high energetically. I saw 1-1-1. I noticed the phenomenon of things falling in place by me just thinking about them. But I also noticed the phenomenon that things that I didn't want to fall in place, things that I didn't want to happen, were also manifesting because of my thoughts. And so within this time period of about 17 years of working with number messages and signs, I realized the power of the mind, and I started studying or reading and learning about other people who are experiencing this phenomenon as well. So this brought me to Doreen Virtue, who has done a lot with angel messages, angel numbers, repeated angel patterns, 444, 555, 1212. Any number messages that are repeated that get your attention have something to tell you. We are now at a place where the veil is really thin, and by that I mean between this dimension and other dimensions. And so the love, the light, the joy is trying in all avenues, all ways, to to come in through various channels, people, nature, animals, to help our planet, help our world become a place of more peace, more light, more love. But that really does start with the individual. So on my path, when I began to see more repeated number patterns and pay them more attention and see the messages, I began to really go within and do a lot of almost per se house cleaning, but within myself, and didn't know at that time that the work that was being put in was really gearing up for this time that we're in now, going into these energies that seem to be very rampant, that seem to be chaotic, that seem to be harmful, and that also seem to be very overwhelming. So this show comes as a calming agent, really for the purpose of spreading love, light, joy, to talk through these issues, to talk through the things I have gone through on this journey, the things that I am seeing, and to really infuse the airways, people to know that we are all in this together, and that the 111 really just points to alignment, unity, oneness. And so the alignment of the heart and the mind is a very interesting journey. For me, I was always a analytical, logical thinking person, so I worked with my mind a lot. I understood more and more the power of my thoughts. However, I didn't understand the connection with aligning it with the mind. So while I thought I had hit the jackpot 17 years ago and I was in a high, vibratic, energetic place and everything was aligning, and if it wasn't aligning, then I could just rechange my thoughts. Well, over the course of these years, life happens, things happen, and we continue to grow as I did. And so I learned a lot, and I am continually learning about the mind and the heart connection. And while I thought that my mind led the way, the power is really in the heart. We're in a time where now the heart space is very important. It is key. It is crucial to tying in the and anchoring down the love, the light, the joy, the peace, the desires of the heart, the way we choose to live on this planet, how we choose to interact with each other. These are all anchored in the heart. And so I've been noticing a lot of people using social media, coming forth, various outlets, really talking about love, expressing love, showing the need for love. And when I first started thinking about love and really exploring what does love mean, and you know, we hear a lot about unconditional love. You need to love unconditionally. And I think that we're taught or we preach or we hear messages about love, but we never connect it to self-love. And so this journey has led me into a very particular place of cultivating self-love, inner self-love. That is the unconditional love that we need. It really does start with self. So the sing of the 1111 or the 111 or however many ones you see in a row is really a divine message from yourself to yourself that you want to align within your heart space, that you want to feel more love, that you want to express more love, that you want to be more love. And I realized that love is a divine essence. It is an essence such as the essence of a rose. It is the essence of the divine source, God, abundance, whatever source you feel inclined, whatever title you use, love is the essence of that. And so we all have that essence of love within ourselves, within our hearts, within our minds. However, as we are on this planet, and many of us may or may not have experienced trauma, growing up, childhoods that may or may not have been ideal, things that have left us scarred, hopeless, things that we see in the world that may have frightened us. Fear is a very interesting thing. It becomes a way of life sometimes when we have nurtured it unknowingly, when we have shut ourselves off, when we have gone into deep states of stress, trauma. The body has a wonderful way of reminding us, getting our attention, letting us know through sicknesses, through illnesses, through hurts, that our minds and our thoughts are bringing to us things that we may not want. And so the body is like a guidance system. It is a divine gift that we have that brings to our levels of awareness things that we need to heal, things that we need to rectify, things that are hurting us. And I've learned over the course of this journey and becoming more and more aware of the mind-body connection that our thoughts are powerful. The Science of the Mind book is a great tool if you would like to start to explore. Also, Mike Dooley, Notes from the Universe, talks a great deal about thoughts that become things. There are many other avenues to get more information about this journey. These are just a couple of the authors that I have used. Another author that speaks a great deal about our thoughts coming into reality is Abraham Hicks, Esther and Jerry Hicks, and that we have the power to create what we want. And so now it's a time of bringing heaven down to earth, the new heaven, the new earth, the new ways. And what are these ways? And how do we get to them? And how do we access them? Well, there are light workers, light servicers, light players, light warriors who are here shining the light. That's why this program for me is at 4:30, because along with the number messages in my growing of the 1111 and the 111, I began probably about 10 years ago to wake up at 4:44 in the morning. Strange. I used to sleep till about 6 or 7, 8. So when I began to wake up at 4:30, 4:44, this began to get my attention. I wondered what was going on. And so when I explored 4:44, which we'll be at in 2 minutes. So I would like to say to all of the angels, to all of the light workers, to all of the light players, to all of the light warriors, that at this moment in time, when the clock strikes 4:44, that legions of angels, we love you, we thank you, we embrace you. We ask that you continue to help us, each of us on this planet that chooses to be love, light, joy, peace, prosperity, abundance, true health, true wealth, wellness, our divine sovereignty, the enjoyment of planet Earth, loving Mother Earth. We thank you. We give more light. We give more love. We give more peace to all of the entities, to all of the agencies that are light, joy, peace workers for every being on this planet. And so it is. And to those of you who are listening in live, who are listening to the callback, who will tune in later and re-listen to this message, may all of these blessings, it is now 444, surround you, drench you, cover you in total blessings. May they inspire you. May they be a catalyst for changing your life. For those of you that are sick, suffering from illnesses, whether it be the mind, the body, the soul, may you allow even a small, tiny window of hope, light, love, joy to come in, because once it comes in through that crack, may it fill your entire being. May you become a catalyst to all of the things that you desire on this planet. And may we all continue to work together to usher in heaven on earth. Just a quick message that this show, I'm thinking maybe will come 2 days a week during the 4 a.m. hour as a dedication to light warriors, service workers, love, light, joy beings, people who just want to start their day with a calming meditation, a calming peace, a little bit of insight to the divine synchronicities, to the people who want to usher in heaven on earth. I welcome you. I thank you for joining us. I thank you for listening in to the recall. Please share this message. You can call in. The call-in number is 646-787-1834. Once again, you can call in live at 646-787-1834. This is the Love, Light, Joy Show. We thank you for stopping by. And we're on for about another 15 more minutes. So I would like to talk about the new energies that are gracing the planet and talk about the 111 phenomenon. So according to Doreen Virtue, 111 is a shorthand code between you and your angels. In the case of wands, they represent the post of an energy gateway. So that means when you see 111 or 1111, there is an energetic gateway, and your thoughts are very powerful at that moment. So pay attention to what you are thinking, what you have been thinking, where you are, what you are feeling when you notice it, and realize that at that time there is a powerful gateway of manifestation happening for you at that moment. And during these powerful energetic manifestations, it means that the power of the mind is very great, and the angels are right there assisting you. And the angels wanted me to let you know that the angels assist us all the time. They only have one angel rule, and that is because they are such divine beings that they love us, that they will not help us unless it's a dire emergency, life or death situation, without our asking. So all we have to do is ask, and they are right there to help us. There are legions of angels all around the planet, all around the earth, all around the universe, just waiting for requests for help. And so the ask, the believe, the receive ideology, you ask, you believe it, you receive it, works in tandem with the angels. And so the highest freedoms we have as beings is free will. So we get to make a choice of what we want in our life. That's the power of the mind. That's the power of the connection of the human being. We get to choose where we put our attention. And where we put our intention is that which we get back to us. And now we're at a time where it is exponentially multiplied. It is rapidly coming back. The boomerang effect is short in time. And so whatever you're putting your intention on, attention, intention, ideas, thoughts, you are seeing that they are manifesting more rapidly back within your environment. And so it is a crucial time, or your situation, it is a crucial time to choose our thoughts wisely. And while no, we cannot monitor every thought, we can pay attention to our thoughts. We can pay attention to how they make us feel in our bodies. The body is a wonderful indicator. Like I said, some thoughts I have, I can feel nauseous about. That lets me know, hey, maybe I need to change my thought direction. Or is this thought an energy producer? Am I nauseous because I'm nervous for doing something new? Kind of like I am this morning on this radio show. But I know that the angels will get this broadcast to everyone that needs to hear it. And I know that during this time, I am stepping forth as a light worker, sharing my gifts and my knowledge and my experiences as I continue along this journey. Even though I may not know how this is going to turn out, and I'm a little bit nervous, and I'm very emotional during this broadcast. So if you hear my voice trembling, it's because I don't know if I'm overexcited that, you know, I'm doing this, and it's just overwhelming joy, probably a bit of nervousness. But I really want to say I am ecstatic to be alive during this time. This is the time I came for. This is why I am here, to see the beauty, to see the newness, to see the divine workings of Source God bring together peace, light, love through us as individual beings on this planet. And it boils down to not only how we treat each other, but how we treat ourselves, because the self matters. The self is important. The body is important. The mind is important. They are your best friends. They are the only things we have from the day we are born to the day we choose to transition on the planet. And so learning, being on this self-love journey, has helped me grow in understanding that love is so much more than just an emotion. Love is a very powerful, energetic vibration. It is an essence that transcends all time, all space, all realities. It is a very powerful, high-vibrating energy. Love, joy, peace, light, those words, just by saying them, carry a very high energetic vibration. And so as you go along on your journey, as you notice the divine synchronicities in whichever way, be they number patterns, or maybe you find feathers on the ground, or you see butterflies, or you have direct communications with angels, divine beings, know that all of that energy is leading, helping, merging to create heaven on earth, fifth dimension living, new realities, new ways of being, new interactions. Now as I look at the sky, it's almost like looking at a movie set. The sky is so clear, it's so beautiful, it's so divine. The colors are vivid. And so as you continue along on your journey, there will be more learning experiences, more grace, more mercy, more faith that will help guide, lead, point in the right direction. And so if you get an inclination, if you've been praying for something, if you've been waiting on divine blessings, if you've been waiting on miracles, if you have invested, like myself, the past 20 years in a journey of cultivating love, light, joy, learning, filling your vessel, your body with as much light as you can, then know that all of that energy is exponentially being multiplied, radiated throughout the universe. The next topic for our next show that we will go into will be the body and how do we get high energy, high vibrating energies into our body. Well, one way is through the foods we eat. Made the transition probably about 8 years ago to begin to reevaluate what I ate, how I ate, what was the energy attachments, vibrations in the food, fast foods as opposed to home-cooked foods. What's the difference other than time, convenience? Well, those things are energetic vibrations, the time, the energies that's put into the self. How much self-love do we put into ourselves? Can that be magnified back to us? Well, yes, it can. It can be done in our thoughts. What do we feed our brains? What do we feed our minds? What kind of information are we taking in? Those are our feeders. What are we putting in our bodies through our mouth? Is the food living foods? Are they organic foods? Are they chemically concocted foods? Are we praying over our foods? Are we praying over our water? I realize that the highest energy vibration we have as human beings is to really pray over it. The intentions we put through our waters, the intentions we put on our foods, the intentions we put while we're cooking, all aid into increasing our vibrations, increasing our awarenesses, translating into the younger generations, the children, the teenagers, the college students, the newly pregnant moms. All of these are issues that are crucial to our development, to our time here on this planet. And those are things that I would love to talk about. So I'm going to take a breath. I feel like I kind of rushed that all in. And during the last 6 minutes, well, 5 minutes on this call, this broadcast, I would like to say once again, thank you for those souls who are joining in via live, who are joining in through the callbacks. Please share this. Please join me. If you would like to know more, you can feel free to stop by my Blog Talk Radio show site, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/rocklovelightjoy. So that's rock, R-O-C, love, L-O-V-E, light, L-I-G-H-T, joy, J-O-Y, all one word. Please stop by, leave me a message, let me know what you thought of the show, let me know what you thought of the playbacks. Please let me know of any show ideas you have, things you want to hear about, things you want to discuss, ideas you have. You can also find me on Facebook on a page called the Love, Light, Joy page. Please check that page. I post a lot of pictures, feel goods, energetic vibrations, things to get you to think, things to help shift your energies, help enhance your energies, help point to more self-love, help you bask in the beauty that you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. We all are. We are all in this together. We are the joy. We are the light. We are the love. We are the peace if we choose. And I choose to use every form, every medium, every platform that is available to me to spread this, almost like wildfires. You know how wildfires just ignite and they just spread and it's just like, whoosh. This is the Love, Light, Joy show, and I'm igniting it, and I am spreading it with the power within my heart, with the joy within my soul, with the peace that I feel, with the excitement that I feel being born during this time on the planet, high energy for our new generations, for the generations that are up and coming. May they live in a world that is joyful. May they choose to express all of the goodness that is within their selves. May we choose to enjoy a buffet of life that is filled with delightful, joyous choices. May we choose, may we choose to transcend, transmute pain, fear into faith. And that's another topic, faith versus fear. What is that? How do we know when our faith is working? How do we know when our fear is working? What is the difference? Is fear necessary? Is faith necessary? What is this grand buffet of life? These are all questions that I ask myself, and so I'm just putting them out there as things to ponder, as things to think about, almost leaving you with a one to grow on kind of a message. And as we bring this broadcast to a close, I would like to touch back on one more time with 111 and what it means. In practical terms, 111 means that your thoughts are going through a cycle where they are manifesting instantly into form. You think it, and boom, it happens. When these cycles occur, it's extra important to keep your thoughts focused upon your desires and to stay positive. Otherwise, your fears may manifest instantly. You can ask heaven, the angels, the divine beings to uplift you, the ascended masters as well, so that your thoughts are focused upon your highest possibility. So in angel numbers, 111, 111, 111, 111 means keep your thoughts positive because they are manifesting instantly into form. Focus only upon your desires and not upon your fears. And so as we bring this broadcast to a close, with 1 minute left, I would like to close with saying a divine prayer. I invoke the angels of light, of love, of joy to cover all beings that have had access to this message, to cover our world, to continue to assist us to bring light, love, joy onto the planet, to neutralize all effects that have been harmful, chaotic, terrorizing, fearful, fear-inducing, panic-inducing, stress-inducing. And I pray for each and every being on this planet that all of our hearts are touched, that we engage more in self-love, that we share more with each other, that we take care of ourselves, mind, body, and spirit, and that we are united as one with our unique individual qualities that help us to continue to shine in divine sovereignty as divine beings on this planet. And so it is. Goodbye.